game at in the fourth quarter and just come up a little short. Just give me your impressions on the game and your team's performance.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's been a learning process throughout the whole season, right? And I think we're getting a crash course in the CAA right out the gate in that spot. And I think it's really good for our kids. I think it's really good for our program. That's why you want to be in the CAA. You want to associate with the best, and we've gotten to see the best up close and personal in that. There are no moral victories. You know, some people can sit there and say because you see positive things that that's a moral victory. There's no moral victories, but the positive things are we're being able to compete with the upper echelon teams in the CAA into the fourth quarter. You know, that's the fourth time we've been around. I mean, Delaware is a top 10 team if they're rankable right now at this point in time. And you know, that's our fourth time to be in a top 25 ball game in the fourth quarter where it's a one score game or less. To be able to be in those arenas. At Campbell, we've never been in those arenas. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. We haven't been in those arenas. We weren't in those arenas last year against those caliber of football teams. And as you know, in the CAA, that like last year's schedule compared to this year's schedule, they're not the same in those things. And so there's a lot of positive things that we're going to continue to build and continue to grow from. What I think it shows our young men that what we have to be able to get better at, what we have to be able to improve, and what we think we've got a good chance to be able to be good
Delaware got off to a fast start
at.
offensively and got out to that 27-13 lead, but then you guys were able to pull back and get it within five of that touchdown. What were you able to do in the third quarter specifically to get yourself back in that game?
Well, we got some stops. You know, in the first half, stops were tough to come by. You know, we took the opening kickoff and we went down the field to the positive end of the field and went for it on a fourth down. They had a really good drive that we weren't able to continue to be able to move forward. And then it was tough to get some stops. I mean, that's a really good football team at home. Windy, cold. I mean, it's everything that you think Delaware is. And everything that you hope North Carolina is not, right? And so, you know, those are the things that we're able to overcome those adversities. But then we got some stops in the third quarter. And anytime you get stops, so I thought we were able to get some explosive plays. Our explosive plays kept us in the ball game. You know, VJ did a great job on that. We had some good runs and we're able to convert on some things. So we kind of got to settle down and play a little football. But I don't think it's necessarily because we're ill prepared or ill ready. I think some of it that is who Delaware is and why they're a good football team.
Yeah, I was going to say, welcome back, BJ Wilkins. Five catches, 172 yards, the 75 and 66 yarder. We've talked often about how good your receiver group is, but how much more dangerous it is when you can put them all on the field?
Yeah, I mean, like the one that he catches on a post route over the middle in the and later in the game, you know, Sincere runs a dig route and the safety bites on Sincere and opens up BJ behind him. And you know, that's the thing that we want to be able to show our players is, you know, Sincere didn't make the catch, didn't make the touchdown, but he made the play, right? And that's what you're able to do, and that's what allows guys to be able to believe more and more into our system, into each other. You know, like Sincere said, I was glad he had my back when they doubled on that. He made the play. That makes it really good. And that's also good for our team to be able to see how we can work together and we can make each other better.
How good do you think is this? Do you, in your mind, is your receiver group as good as anybody you've seen this year in the CAA?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me, you've watched more CAA
Yeah,
football games than me.
right.
I mean, you look at the numbers that they put up. And then I would argue against the caliber of defenses that we've played, they're the upper echelon defenses in the league, right? They're the best of the best, and I think they're playing as good as anybody. You know, I guess that's for other coaches, and at the end of the season, we'll decide those things. But I'd be hard pressed to find a core group of receivers, you know, with Sincere, Randall, and BJ, that I think is somebody's got more in that spot. I'm really proud and really glad they're on our team. That's for sure.
We've talked a lot about Jalen Brooks. 12 tackles and a forced fumble on Saturday, went over 100 for the season. Maybe just talk about how he played Saturday and just the season he's had in total.
Yeah, I mean, just the consistency piece, right? Like that's the we've had two linebackers that have already had career-ending surgeries this year, and so like Jalen was one of three to start the season, and now he's one of one, you know. And I think the impressive thing is what he's been able to continue to do without those guys. It's kind of like the reverse factor what we just talked about. With our receiving cores, that because of Sincere's success, well, he's opened up Randall and he's opened up BJ. Well, Jalen has kind of had to go the other way. He's lost some of those pieces around him because of injury, and he still continues to find ways to get to the football. And I think that's just a huge credit to him. I think it's huge credit to our defensive staff, Coach Daniels, our defensive coordinator, to continue to put those guys in positions to make plays.
final home game, which means senior day. This is a group that decided to stick with you and your program and your new coaches. What's it going to mean for you on Saturday?
Yeah, well, one thing is when you're building a program, the last game is huge no matter what, because it gives you momentum and gives you some positive things going into the offseason if you can win it. But on top of that, like you said, this senior day, these kids believed in Campbell. They believed in our vision for Campbell. There's a lot of people that have to see to believe. And this group of seniors either stayed here because they believed in the vision or came here because they believed in the vision. And we owe a lot to them. I don't think we're at where we're at today without them. Nobody wants to be a 3-8 football team. That wasn't how we started off in those. But I promise you this, that the people within this building know who we are as a program, and we know where we got to go and how we got to improve. And it's a big piece of that is because the senior class and the opportunities that they've come in here and worked their tails off and believed in something that unfortunately they don't get to reap the benefits of down the road. But they will always be a part of this program, and this is their program, and this is their home.
Just building on that, are you? I know you're not pleased with 3-8, but do you feel like you have a better idea of where your program is and where you want it to go now?
100%. And we know where we're deficient. We know where we've got to improve, and we know where we're pretty good in those spots. And so I think the main thing that we're all learning in this process is consistency is the key. The consistency in which you play. We've played really good defense at times. We've played really good offense at times. But just the consistency that the CA requires of you. You're talking about 2 weeks ago, you go into a Richmond game, which Richmond's a top 10 team, and you're talking about three plays. You're talking about three plays are the difference in that game. And what a cool league to be in, that the consistency comes down to every single week. And I think it's a great lesson for our kids. Just talking to our kids, they're going to go into January, into offseason, and they're going to look at January differently after they've been through a CAA schedule, after they've been through it and they've been in the arena each and every week in that spot. And so I think you don't know what you don't know. A lot of us, including me, didn't know everything that the CAA was. I think we've gotten a really good taste and understand exactly what it is. And some of us have gotten our lips bloodied along the way. But we know what we have to do to improve. And I think we all feel very confident of where we're at as a program and how we can be able to move forward.
Before I let you go, talk about good programs. The Towson team that's playing really well right now is your finale, as you've sort of started to break them down. What are the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, they're year two of a program, right? They're a year
Right.
ahead of us in that spot. And that makes we know what year two we think will look like for us. They're in that moment right there. And so this is a big opportunity for them. They're 6-5 right now. So the opportunity to get to 7 wins is always big for a program. Coach Shinnick has won everywhere he's been. You can see them get better as the year. We've kind of crossed over a couple times with them on some film. So being able to see that team get better each and every week. And I think it's just another CAA football game, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing that I've learned is turn on the film and you see a different color jersey. But who they are and what it takes to win is still the same. We got to do things right. We got to be able to execute, and we can't make mistakes in those opportunities. And so it just depends on what the jersey is. And I heard Coach say it just a minute ago in the conversation before mine is doesn't matter what the record is. Look at the team that you're playing on the field, and they're all quality football teams, well-coached football teams, just like Towson is.
All right, Brax, thanks so much for your time this afternoon and for doing this with us all year long. All
Thanks, Rob.
right, thank you. That concludes our CAA Football Weekly Media Conference. Appreciate the coaches' time today and all year long, and the media members who have joined us for the teams that get into the playoffs. We'll do some calls next week, but the coaches are playing on that opening weekend. Thanks very much.